Hey, what's up? How are you today? Good, fine. I'm all betwixt and between. I'm not talking about the candy bar. I'm so. The National Rifle Association, the NRA, because I don't have time to say National Rifle Association every time I want to refer to them. I just say NRA. They're getting discounts from major companies. I didn't know that. If you're a member of the NRA, you get a discount flying Delta. You get a discount on Federal Express. What? Why? I don't. Why do they? If I'm part of a gun association, I get a discount on an airline? Well, finally, Delta said to itself, well, we don't like what the NRA is saying these days about gun control in a very serious critical situation. So we're going to end their discounts. That's what Delta said. NRA says, oh, yeah? You're going to end our discounts? We'll just get discounts with another airline, and you're going to lose our business, says the NRA. Delta says, well, tough crap. That's the way we're doing it. Federal Express, when they were bullied by the NRA, when the NRA said, oh, yeah, we'll just use another shipping outlet. Guess what Federal Express said? Okay, you can continue to get the discount. Wussy, Federal Express, wussy. Getting discounts from the NRA. That's crazy. I want the discount. Why do I have to pay full price? Because I'm not a part of the Rifle Association, I got to pay full price? What the hell's that about? If I don't believe in the Gun Association and become a member, I don't get a discount? What kind of crap is that? I can understand if I don't work for a particular company. Companies get discounts all the time because they have a large number of employees, and that's fine. Those are companies. A Rifle Association? What? It's crazy. I'm pissed. The Georgia legislature, which is where Delta is located, the legislature also said, you better continue those discounts, otherwise we're not going to give you tax breaks in the state of Georgia. We were going to give you a major, major tax break, Delta, in Georgia, but now we're not. Now we don't think we're going to do it because you're not going to give discounts to the NRA. Guess what, Delta? Call up the Georgia people, the Georgia legislation, the Georgian governor, and say, hey, screw you. We'll move somewhere else. We'll move to another state. I'm sure there are plenty of states that will be willing to give Delta a nice little corporate discount, a nice, you know, a tax break in some other state. I'm sure they'll be happy to do that if we move our operations to their state. Yeah, we'll get a nice little tax break there. Screw you, Georgia. I mean, you know, what the hell's going on? What the hell's going on? And what's going on in that White House, just around the corner from the Blue House and just around the corner from the Purple House? What's going on with that? What's going on in that White House? Come on, let's take a look. Crazy over there. Look at him running around with those pies and those seltzer bottles. Cut it out, guys. Watch out. Watch out. Oh, no. All right. What's with Ivanka Trump? There's apparently some West Wing problems going on there. Ivanka Trump, the question is, by many people that work in the White House, what's Ivanka Trump doing here? What does she do? Just last week, she actually went to South Korea, but nobody knows what she did there. She met with people, but nobody knows what about. She is the advisor to the president. She's his freaking daughter. What is she doing in the White House? What kind of experience does she have? What kind of experience does Donald Trump have? Okay, I granted that. But does anybody really step back and say, wait a minute, here's a guy who becomes president and he brings his family in and gives them jobs. This is nepotism 101. And I mean, like, what the hell's going on? She, during the campaign, said that she was going to stand up for women's rights. I haven't heard a goddamn thing from her. Nothing. I forgot what she looked like. What are you doing there, Ivanka? What is your point? Is it because your daddy's in the Oval Office? Is that why you're there? And that wasn't bad enough. He actually brought in his daughter's husband to be one of the top-ranking foreign affairs officials who apparently is going to solve the Mideast peace crisis. Ivanka's husband, who has no prior experience in politics whatsoever, other than what's going to end up being money laundering, probably. That'll be international. I don't know. That's not, you know, it's an accusation. It's not proven. What kind of nepotism is going on? Everybody that Donald knew, he has hired for positions. Half of them are being indicted by Mueller. So I don't know what the hell's going on up there. What do you do? Do you guys put all the names on a wheel and spin it and see who gets to get the position? What kind of, do you even look at the resumes when people want to be a part of the presidential cabinet? Do you even look at the resumes to see what their background is? And if they've got any problems in the hall, do they have an arrest record? I mean, did they ever have problems with the law? Were they ever, I mean, could you check their background? Do they do money laundering with other governments? I mean, can you check that out? Were they spies? Did they work for other governments and represent them in Congress? I mean, do you ever check this out? Is there even a coat check system? Do you even check their coats? What the hell's going on up there? And Trump's wife, who I can't understand for the life of me, she's got such a thick, heavy accent. I'm not saying that that's a problem. I'm just saying I have to listen very carefully. When she talks, I've got to get a little bit closer to the TV that she's on in order to understand her, which is fine. Mail order brides can talk too. That's fine. There's no shame in that. Her position as First Lady is to stamp out cyberbullying. Huh. Stamp out cyberbullying. For a couple of weeks, she went out to schools across the country to talk about this. Every time she did, and people leaned in to listen, to understand her, every time she did, she never referenced her freaking husband, who is a poster child for cyberbullying. Her husband is the one that tweets bullying every single day, assigning demeaning names to people, demeaning nicknames, saying that they're worthless, they're senseless, they're stupid, referring to women's genitals and in a sexual manner, which he doesn't do with men necessarily. He is the poster child for cyberbullying. His tweets are out to destroy people's stances and reputations. His wife is going out and saying, we've got to stop cyberbullying. Well, open your eyes, honey. Turn to the left. Open your eyes. There's the thing you should be stamping out. The whole thing's such a joke that from time to time I sit back and I say to myself, is this some type of a situation comedy sketch that I have been sucked into? Because there's no other explanation. And I'm not talking about Trump's policies or his stance on certain issues. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about his personality. His inability to understand what the hell's going on. When he stands up and gives a speech, instead of laying out a very detailed plan in steps in order to conquer a certain issue, rather he stands up there and he says, we've got to do something, and I'm going to figure something out, and it's going to be the best thing you've ever heard of. I don't know what it is yet, but it's going to be the best. And any ideas? Any ideas, anybody? That's a comedy sketch. That's a Saturday Night Live comedy sketch. How do they get away with this? How? That's all I want to say. That's what's going on in the White House. Just to remind you. Just to remind you. Keep your fingers crossed. As far as the White House is concerned, they shouldn't be banning guns. They should be banning pies and seltzer bottles.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird. If you like that sort of thing. Whatever.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Really?
Back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you very much, Julie. How are you? Okay. Oh, man, huh? It's been a long time since yesterday. If you join us on a daily basis, I do appreciate that. Hope you do so. We're here Monday through Friday, and it's here all day, and we've just done over 1,000 of these things. They're all available on the Podbean network. They house all these things. God love you. You can go to podbean.com/Ron Van Dam, and you can hear any one of the 1,000 or binge listen to 1,000 different episodes. It's sick is what it is, but it's there. But it's there. One of the funniest things Trump said yesterday, I gotta throw this in because it just, and I'm not even going to comment on it, I'm just going to repeat what he said. Trump was speaking to a board of governors, and he said, as far as this Parkland school shooting thing, he said, if I were there, the shooting were taking place, even if I didn't have a gun, I'd go running into the school. I would have to have a lot of faith in that comment in order to believe it. And that goes beyond fake news. That's just fake bullshit. And, it's not even real bullshit. It's fake bullshit. It's just, I kind of don't believe that. I don't believe he'd go running into the building with bullets flying, with no gun, by the way. I don't believe that. I don't even know if he could, running into the building, I don't even think he can run. I've never seen him run. And how fast can you run with bone spurs, and how agile would you be? I don't know. He had 3 opportunities to join the military, and none of which materialized for various reasons. He says it was because of foot problems and bone spurs and deferments. I think it was because of an inadequate mental capacity. I think that's what it was. I think when he took the Rorschach test, he responded by saying, "That actually looks like my hair." I think they didn't let him into the military for a reason. But I don't know. That's just my opinion. All right, fine. All right, matey, that's fine. Whatever. I'm just getting myself comfortable. I'm sorry. Whew. A very sunny day outside today. I don't know what it's like where you live. This show goes nationwide, and so I don't know. It's probably, you could be in Seattle when it's raining, and I pretty much would bet that any day in Seattle it would be raining. Why would somebody live in Seattle, by the way? Actually, Seattle actually doesn't have rain every day. I think there's one day that it doesn't. I don't know. I don't know what's up with those people. Seattle, Washington. Seattle. I've never been to Seattle, so I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. But other than that, I guess it's fine. I don't hear anything going on about Seattle ever. Whatever happened to the World's Fair stuff? It was the New York World's Fair way back in the 60s. Seattle had a World's Fair. What happened to those things? No more? What's the matter? How come? What happened to the World's Fairs? This is the stuff I obsess upon. So what happened to the World's Fairs? Wait a minute. What happened to rotary telephones? Wait a minute. When did that change? Seems like I've been sleeping and all of a sudden things changed on me. Here's something that I want to start that probably will not happen, but here's what I've been doing. Want to join in? I'm going to start some type of a fad here, some type of what do you call those things on YouTube when it's a big fad? I'm going to start a thing. What do you call that? I don't even know. I don't know that lingo. Anyway, here's what happened. Twice last night, I got a telephone call. And I said, hello, and immediately I hear a recording. I will not engage with recordings. Recordings are trying to tell me that I can save interest rates on my credit card. They can lower my electric bill by something. Or there's something wrong with my computer. Can they get into my computer? I mean, I don't, we got a magazine. Do you want this magazine? Hey, you've won a free trip to Vegas. I mean, how many times can I win a free trip to Vegas? If you know me real well, I don't want to go to Vegas. Stop bothering me. Stop bothering me. Anytime I hear a recording, I feel like that is not going to happen. I am a human being. I am a walking, talking human being. And I only talk to other walking, talking human beings. I do not hold conversations nor make purchases with recordings or digital animated people. If you want to call me and harass me, you must be a real person who I can have a conversation with. I will not interact with a recording. Even when my dentist calls with a recording saying, "This message is for Ron Van Dam, confirming his dental appointment," I hang up. I am not. If you want to confirm my dental appointment, pay somebody a salary to sit on the phone and call people and say, "Hi, this is Harriet from the dentist's office. I'm just confirming your appointment." Yes, Harriet, that'll be fine. But if you're going to be so freaking lazy to call me up with a robocall, no. You will not talk to me. You will get a click and a hang up immediately. And that in itself is gracious that I even picked the phone up. Why don't we all start doing that? Why don't we all across this country say, no, no. If the phone rings and it's not a thinking, speaking person, then no. No interaction, no answers. I am not going to converse or confirm with a robocall. It will not happen. I will not certainly make a purchase. I will not press 1. I will not press 2. If you want to engage me on the phone device, you must be a person. If a company is so freaking lazy not to have a spokesperson call me, or even answer the phone, I will not deal with you. I may press 1 or press 2 if I'm calling my credit card company because I have a dispute with a charge or something like that. I know that when I call, no one picks up the phone and says, Bank of America, this is Betsy, how can I help you? No, those days are gone. That's not going to happen. When I call them up, I will get a recording saying, if you want to check your credit, press 1. If you want to speak to a credit, press 2. If you want your statement is mailed to you, press 3. I get that. But when I press 2 or I press 3, I want to speak to a person. I don't want a robocall. And I don't like giving my may we have the last 4 numbers of your social security number, please. I'm not giving it to a robot. I will only give that to a person. And you can say that. You can say no. I will not. If you know, and please indicate now your last 4 for security purposes. Please, security purposes. No, I'll tell that to a person, not to a robot. I'm not talking to robots anymore, and I'm not having sex with blow-up dolls anymore. Not that I did. I'm just following the sequence of conversation. I've had it, man. I've had it. It's time to stand up, and I'm not mad. Do I sound mad? No. I'm just saying. That's what it's called. Going viral. That's what it is. Thank you. It's going viral. Yes, let's make this go viral. In your home or on your phone, you will no longer answer phone calls from robots. Do we have a pact here? Because you know what's going to happen? When companies learn that, Van Damme has started something here. Van Damme has made it a thing. And all across this country, people are just hanging up on us. We're spending all this money on robocalls, and people are just hanging up on us. We better start hiring people to actually do this for us, real live people. Otherwise, Van Damme and all his millions of listeners, I wish. Thousands is good. Thank you very much. Millions, I don't think that's going to happen. But they're all going to hang up on us. So we got to stop the robocalls. We're just wasting money here. They're all hanging up on us. And they know when the robocall has been hung up upon, believe me. If they're sophisticated enough to send out robocalls, they're sophisticated enough to realize when people hang up on them immediately. And when I say immediately, the first word out of the robot's mouth. And I know sometimes it's tough, but if you've received a lot of these digital recording robot calls from these women that say, "Hi, this is Gloria. Hi, Ron, this is Gloria." I still know it's a robot. I can tell. I'm not stupid. I'm not your grandmother's dog. I'm not stupid. So if millions of people start saying, "I'm not doing it anymore. I'm hanging up immediately." Robocalls will stop. I guarantee you they will stop because they will be ineffective. You want to join me? I have to come up with a name for this thing, and then we spread it throughout the country on social media. Are you into it? I'm not a social media expert, so don't really know how to do it. If you know how to do it, let me know. You can contact me at ronvandamshow@gmail.com, ronvandamshow@gmail.com. If you want to really get into this, I'm serious about it. You know, the only way that you can change things, and I'm talking about politically, and I'm talking about socially, and I'm talking about your daily life, and I'm talking about the way you purchase things, and I'm talking about everything. The only way you can change things is to say, "I want to change things," is not to fall prey to it, not to give in and say, "Well, this is the way it is, so I'm just going to have to sit here and take the crap." No, not on any level, not on a presidential level, and not on a home level. You don't have to take the crap. You don't get angry about it, but you don't lay down and take the crap either, because there are millions and millions of people who feel the way you do. Let's use social media in a positive sense so that we can all get together and make the changes that people need. Because that's what it's all about. People en masse making changes. That's what it's supposed to be. That's what I was told when I was a kid. People power. In other words, everything that exists is for the living human beings. Not for companies. Not for the mighty dollar. But for us human beings. To live securely, happily, and respectfully. And I'll tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, the next presidential candidate, that runs for any office, if they run on respect, they will win. Okay, good. That's enough. Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, our guest is going to talk about gum disease. Now, you think that, I chew a lot of gum. I didn't know it could give me a disease. No, not that kind of gum disease. I'm talking about your gums, the things that hold your teeth in your mouth. They can get disease, and that can spread throughout your body. Did I know that? No. And the older you get, the weaker your gums get. Did you know that? No. Bet you didn't know that. No. Yeah, you go to your dentist, they talk about the gum disease. You don't listen. Who would listen? In one ear, out the other ear. Today, the ears, the buck stops ear. Our guest after this.
Hi, this is Bob Robinson from Bob's Handy Around the House. I'm a local handyman. I've been in business for the last 50 years on my own, doing light repair work in our area. Whatever you need done. Carpentry, painting, floors, tiling, yard work. I can do it all for you. I'll come to your home and do the work for a very reasonable fee. Naked. I should probably mention that I will be naked while I do this work. Buck naked, not a stitch on me. Waving in the wind, in my birthday suit, showing what God gave me. Naked as a jaybird. I'll be naked the whole time. I show up naked. I do the work naked. You pay me while I'm naked. Bob's Handy Around the House. Bob Robinson. You can look me up on Facebook where I am naked.
Hi, Deborah. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Fine. Thank you very much. Deborah Carey joins us now. She's founder and CEO, Twice as Nice Uniforms. And we're talking about getting gum healthy. And I assume this is not going out and buying packs of gum.
No. That would not be what it would be about. No. It would be more about brushing and flossing and using great toothpaste.
What are the ramifications of not taking care of your gums? What can happen with this?
Well, the first step is gingivitis, and then it leads into periodontal disease. And what that means is you're going to get bleeding, infection, and bone loss. And that's just what's happening in your mouth. And then all that harmful bacteria can increase inflammation throughout your entire body, which leads to all kinds of awful things like respiratory infections, cancers, diabetes, cardiovascular problems, pregnancy. I could go on and on.
No, stop there. That was enough.
Okay.
Does the bacteria travel through the mouth, the saliva? How does that spread?
Several ways. It can travel through your saliva. You can inhale it. That's how you get the respiratory problems in the bloodstream.
Wow. Is this something that's first of all, before we get into that, is this a sign of age? Sometimes do the gums naturally break down after years of life?
Well, you are more prone to gum disease as you get older, but it is very preventable if you just use all the tools that are out there. You're with anything else, your body does start breaking down a little bit, so you are more prone. Also, your mouth tends to dry out more. You don't have as much saliva flow, and that leads to gum disease also.
Okay. Most people that you're speaking to are saying, yeah, when I brush my teeth, I bleed sometimes or whatever. Is it too late for them? Is this somewhat reversible?
No, not at all. If there is any signs of bleeding in your mouth, you know you have inflammation, but it's never too late. Gingivitis is absolutely reversible. We have billions of bacteria in our mouth below the gum line, and that's what this new Crest Detoxify is for. It has a specially formulated activated foaming agent, and it helps. It reaches down below your gum line.
Okay. See, that was going to be my next question, because when I go to the pharmacia, there are 5,000 different choices, And I know, you know, Crest has been around forever, and I trust the brand, but there's so many, there's whitening and tartar control and this and that, and it gets very confusing for me. Like,
exactly.
if I choose the tartar control, then it's not going to, my teeth won't be white. I get confused.
Yes, and it is very confusing. I can't help myself when I walk down that aisle. I have to stop and, like, start, you know, giving my expertise and telling everybody that's standing there staring at that wall of toothpaste what they should get.
You should go to the pharmacy all day and just stand there as a consultant. That's what you should do.
Just stand there, right. But I have to tell you, I have been using the Crest Gum Detoxify for 3 or 4 months at this point, and you can feel that activated foaming agent doing its job.
Okay.
And as a dental hygienist, I just think that's fantastic because it does, it speaks volumes to my patients. They know it's working and it's getting to all those areas that are very hard for you to reach. Okay.
Now, is this a toothpaste or is this a mouthwash? What is it?
No, it is a toothpaste.
Okay. All right. So I'm cleaning my teeth and I'm taking care of my gums at the same time.
Absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Good. All right. Do you use other things as well? Do you rinse with things, or is this good?
Yes, there are other tools that you can use, but to me, the top three are flossing, which everybody hates to hear that one, and using an electric toothbrush. The Genius toothbrush by Crest Oral-B is my favorite, and then the toothpaste, the Gum Detoxify.
How often do you brush a day as a professional here?
Well, I brush all the time, but everyone should brush at least 2 to 3 times a day.
Right. Yes, you're brushing other people's teeth all the time. I know that, but 2 to 3 times a day?
No, I'm at my own.
Oh.
I'm a little over the top, but everybody should brush at least a couple of times a day.
Wow. Okay. Morning, night kind of thing, after meals. Is that too much after meals?
No, absolutely.
Really?
The more you can disrupt the plaque formation in your mouth, the better off you are. A nighttime is the most important time because your mouth is closed all night long, and it gives that bacteria that warm environment to grow and just wreak havoc.
Okay, wow. So we have to watch out for bacteria in the teeth and bacteria in the gums.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, fine. Wow. How long have you been doing this, by the way?
37 years.
What? You're not even 37 years old. Get out.
I'm 39, but a very long time, and I've seen a lot of advances in dentistry over all these years, and I have to say I've been a Crest supporter my entire career.
Good, good. Now, where can we get more information about this?
www.crest.com. You can get all the information there, and it's available nationwide at this point in drugstores, mass retailers, and e-commerce.
Fantastic. Or they can go to a drugstore or a pharmacy and find you standing there in front of the dental section.
It's possible. I could be there, yes.
Okay, right.
And this one, the Gum Detoxify, is an easy one to find on the shelf. It's in a really neat, nice white box, so it stands out.
Okay. Yeah, I can't imagine anybody not doing that and going for that product because it's, I mean, even if you don't have that problem, you probably would if you don't watch out for it. Is that accurate to say?
Yes, everybody can benefit from this toothpaste.
Okay.
Everyone is susceptible to this.
Okay.
So this is an easy thing to do, just switching to this toothpaste and start taking care of your gums.
Perfect. Deborah, thank you so much for your time today. You saved a lot of people's teeth, I think.
Thank you.
Okay, you take care.
You too.
Bye-bye. Well, I'm going to go brush my teeth, and I don't know why. I have an urge to brush my teeth right now for some odd reason. I wonder where that came from. Have yourselves a wonderful day. Join me again tomorrow, will you please? Thank you. I wish you peace.